Now we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and I understand our caller is called back. Robert from Manhattan has a question or a concern. Good morning, Robert.
What kind of positive applications are we doing with your lifelong lease out there at the property at I-70 and 177 about manipulating that economic engine of I-70 and getting those people in here with their disposable income? Thank you.
So, real quick on that, we are working with the CVB to develop opportunities and see what is eligible or legal for us to do. There's obviously restrictions on things you can do on the interstate, and of course, there's obviously restrictions. And we actually have a lease of a lease, so there's restrictions in those documents, and so we're currently reviewing those documents and making a final determination on what we can and can't do there, and hopefully we'll have some news on that in the next month or two.
All right, very good. Moving on, talking more about these Spark funds. We were talking during the break, Darren and I were, about some monies that will be coming down the pike here for businesses that are interested, and there's a couple different phases for how these monies are distributed, I guess.
Yep, that's correct. And so what we spent most of that first segment talking about is the phase two programs. Those are the ones that are being run through the State Department of Commerce, the phase two Spark funds that are currently open. Those are statewide competitive process for those grants for businesses. There's also some money that came through in phase one. Those were the funds that Jason alluded to earlier that went through the county. There are some funds there that have been earmarked, and we're working towards being able to apply those for direct aid to businesses. So just want to let people know that those there are some more funds that will be applied locally that are on their way. There's also a plan through the county. They got some funding through the state for CDBG program, and so there's some dollars there that will be available to businesses located within the county, actually outside of the city limits of Manhattan. So again, those don't have final approval on all of that yet, but are working in that direction, and would anticipate that within the course of the next month we'll be able to roll some programs out and be sharing more information on those funding opportunities that are going to be open to local businesses. So keep an eye out for those. Obviously watch KMAN's website, watch social media, watch the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and website for additional information there as well. But just want folks to know that there are some additional funds that are also part of the Spark allocation that are coming down the line.
And, you know, and I might point out, first of all, I want to thank the county commissioners. They had enormous demands in the application process for the limited funds they had, and saw fit to set aside what they've identified as $2.5 million for locally owned small businesses. The rules and qualifications are yet to be determined for what exactly that means. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to work with them on what that might look like. And then they need to get that back to the state for approval to make sure that the funds are being used appropriately, because the state has obligations to the federal government on how those funds are used. And so it is a little early. You know, two things: we don't want to confuse people with this fund and the state fund. And, you know, we actually had a couple of people call us and say, well, should I wait on the local funds? And we were like, no, absolutely not. You know, apply today for state funds, because we don't know what the local program will even look like. And so we're encouraging people, you know, if you think you're eligible for state funding through the Spark round two, get online today and fill out that application, because they will run out of money, we anticipate, if they haven't already, quickly. Then we'll see what needs might be left and work with the Riley County on developing a program that will assist our county businesses. There is, you know, we had this question too. It is only for businesses, Manhattan businesses in Riley County. There were some funds that were put in place, and those from Pottawatomie County, and they're working with Jack Alston at the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation on developing their protocol and their rules. And so, but we will be working with Raleigh County on the Raleigh County side of Manhattan, as well as the rest of the county on the opportunities to help some of our businesses through those funds.
All right. I imagine more than likely, if you've had to completely alter how your business is delivered, then you're probably eligible for a Spark grant at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. You know, obviously, the state has put the requirement on in terms of how much you have to show in revenue loss and that you did not receive more than $350,000 of PPP. You know, we don't know if the commissioners, because at the end of the day, it's going to be a commissioner decision, county commissioner decision with the blessing of the state. And we don't know exactly what's on their mind and what their priorities will be. Of course, we'll give them what we think those are. And it'll be, we're going to talk about what we talked about last segment, and the hospitality industry took a major hit. Some of these seasonal businesses are going to take a major hit. We'll see what those priorities look like. At the end of the day, everyone is impacted in some form or fashion, and everyone is going to have to take a look at how they deliver goods and services. Not everyone, I mean, we have close to 1,000 businesses in Manhattan alone. Not everyone is going to get funding, but we hope that the people who need it the most will be able to get enough funding to at least survive to when we can start making plans and getting back to normal operations.
All right, we're talking with Jason. Sorry, go ahead, Darren.
Oh, I was just going to say, Jason, thank the county commission. Also want to thank the city commission. They very quickly were able to approve a program back in late March, early April, as this was really, we're in some pretty dire times early on in the in this COVID situation. And we ultimately were able to work with them and administer a local emergency loan program that helped nearly 100 businesses in the community. And so to help with some short-term funding at a time when the federal programs weren't necessarily rolled out yet. So PPP didn't exist yet at that time. The CARES Act hadn't been passed yet. And so that's something too, that don't want to let that go by without thanking the city staff and city commission for jumping up and being part of that conversation and helping with the solution at that time. So we'll continue to work with all of our local regional partners, government entities to ensure that the folks here locally are getting the support that they can, especially when it comes to some of these government funding or federal funding opportunities.
Darren brings up a great point. That program really kept some people open at a time when, or kept their businesses going at a time when a lot of them were shut down because of the orders from the governor. The city was able to use economic development funding, so funding that's set aside as part of the sales tax for economic development, and approved that within a week, and we had the first loan out within 2 weeks after that. And so the speed that we were able to move, as opposed to the federal or state governments and kind of the speed that they work at, and utilizing economic development funds, I think is critical. And it's something, economic development funds, of course, is going to be a topic of conversation over the next several months as the commission has decided to put an initiative on the ballot for economic development.
Yeah, we'll definitely be watching that. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation here with the Chamber of Commerce in the City of Manhattan. Jason Smith, Darren Soldin joining us this hour. News Radio KMAN.